3 weeks of pressure from relatives and friends of the students slain in the February 14th massacre provided momentum for the legislation.
Will this bill make a huge investment and dramatically improve school safety in hopes of never seeing another tragedy like this again?
The governor says the bill balances individual rights with the need for public safety and conceded that it's not perfect and may not satisfy everyone. But he added it will make a difference.
Will this bill provide more funding to treat the mentally ill? Will this bill give far more tools to keep guns away from people who should not have them? The answer is yes.
SB 7026 also extends a 3-day waiting period for handgun purchases to include long guns, bans bump stocks, which allow guns to mimic fully automatic fire, and raises the minimum age to buy rifles from 18 to 21. Soon after the signing, the National Rifle Association went to federal court to block it, focusing on the hike in the minimum age. The NRA contends it's unfair to law-abiding 18 to 20-year-olds.
I think when you start getting into some of the blanket restrictions on people's Second Amendment rights, I think that that is constitutionally vulnerable.
Appearing on Fox News, Congressman Ron DeSantis, who's running for the Republican gubernatorial nomination, predicts the lawsuit will succeed.
There's really no precedent to just do a blanket ban on certain adults. I mean, we wouldn't say that if you're 18 to 20, you don't have a Fourth Amendment right and police could search your house without a warrant, that the Fifth Amendment doesn't apply.
7026 also creates a so-called guardian program to arm some teachers and other school personnel who undergo special training certified by the state. Governor Rick Scott, who's expected to run for the U.S. Senate, has come out against that.
I still think law enforcement officers should be the ones to protect our schools. I've heard all the arguments for teachers to be armed, and while this bill was significantly changed on this topic, I am still not persuaded.
Echoing the governor's stance on arming teachers is Escambia County School Superintendent Malcolm Thomas.
If someone wants to be the armed security guard for a campus, then that needs to be their focus and that needs to be their job. Frankly, I believe sheriff deputies and sworn police officers are the best to do that.
There are many provisions in the new law that Thomas applauds, saying they hit most of the elements in Governor Scott's original proposal.
Obviously, you start with armed security. There's components there that provides resources to help school districts deal with the physical security and the physical hardening of the buildings and the structures. The amount of money that they provided, I think it's around $98 million statewide. That's a drop in the bucket in terms of what will be required, but it's a step in the right direction.
There's also money available to deal with mental health issues, which Thomas calls a common thread.
Most of these safety violations, it's a deranged individual with a weapon, and so being able to identify and treat and have capacity to refer those individuals for appropriate help, we're going to get resources. School districts have never received resources directly for mental health capacity. That's very welcome.
The Escambia County District could get around $1 million for school hardening, which already has been underway for about 5 years. Thomas declined to give specifics, but says while they've made progress in securing the perimeters, there remains a lot of work to be done.
We work hard to make sure that every school has a single point of entry. You got to be scanned in. If it's a driver's license, we check you to make sure that you're appropriate to be on a campus. Fencing becomes a component of that exterior perimeter. Door locks, there's a lot to try to secure.
Amidst the hype and hoopla, the bill falls short in the eyes of many. Student activists from the school where the shooting took place call it a baby step after a provision to ban assault-style rifles was removed. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.